Imagine if you could travel back in time 10 years and give yourself a message, or just meet yourself 10 years ago. And then imagine if you could tell your 10 year ago self what's about to happen. Okay? Imagine if you said, hey, in the next 10 years, our government's going to be run by men dressing up as women in Space Force, lecturing us on why we have to use made-up fantasy fake gender pronouns in emails in order to win wars. Imagine if you said that a meal at a fast food restaurant would cost $20. Or imagine telling yourself that gold would be $2,450 headed skyward. Now, there are many examples of this. Or imagine if you just said, oh, by the way, anybody who says anything that is not appreciated by the establishment gets censored online now, 10 years ahead. Censorship is running rampant, and there's a whole movement by government colluding with big tech to silence anybody that they say engages in misinformation, which could be just telling the truth or criticizing insanity in the world. That's all considered misinformation. Now, if you told yourself this 10 years ago, I guarantee you, you would not believe yourself. Your 10 year ago person would say, that's nonsense. I mean, you say you're from the future, but there's no way that the future could be like that. that would be crazy. And yet, here we are in a world that would have been unimaginable 10 years ago. And the reason I bring this up is because right now, well, there's another 10 years ahead of us. And I guarantee you that what's about to happen in the next 10 years are things that you probably do not believe today. In other words, the future that's coming, which will probably hit us even more quickly and more dramatically than the last 10 years, the future that's coming is a future that is so bizarre and unpredictable that not only is it impossible for most people to even imagine it, it's impossible for most people, perhaps even you, to believe what's coming. That's how crazy it's going to get. Because 10 years from now, you'll be looking back at 2024 and you'll be thinking, wow, back in 2024, remember when we were Americans? Remember when the dollar existed? Remember all that? Remember when they were just printing trillions of dollars and just handing them out to countries around the world? Remember all that? Yeah, that was crazy. Wow, no wonder it didn't last very long. Now, another example is that 10 years ago, you would not have believed that there would be the rainbow flag territory claiming by a transgender cult that preys upon children but is given full protection by the government, and that the government flies the LGBT flag to indicate that they are part of the transgender cult, preying on children, pushing child mutilations. Child gender dysphoria has become an advantage in society. Mass mental illness run amok. 10 years ago, you could not have believed that this was the case. If anybody told you that this is the way it's going to be, you would have said, that's nuts, that's crazy, that's a science fiction movie, that's not even possible. Well, it turns out the science fiction movies sort of underestimated the level of insanity or the level of surveillance. Think about it. You are surveilled right now by the NSA. You're monitored by your mobile phone, the phone company, you know, the AT&Ts. You're monitored by Google. You're monitored in your search engine queries. You're monitored in the emails that you send and receive. You're monitored in the books that you read from Amazon Prime or the movies that you watch from Netflix. You are monitored more than any dystopian Orwellian movie from the 1980s or 1990s ever could have predicted. There was a movie with Gene Hackman and Will Smith. I think it was 1997. That movie was called Enemy of the State. And it also starred John Voight, by the way, as one of the, I think he was the head of the NSA or something in that film. that movie depicted a future of mass surveillance and tracking and the weaponization of the intelligence community against the people in a way that was unbelievable in 1997. And now you fast forward more than 25 years later, and Enemy of the State underestimated the surveillance state and the control grid, and also even, you know, the use of AI to estimate the shape of a bag from a video surveillance camera. And, you know, that was one of the scenes in the movie. And how the credit card companies could just shut you off and banks could just turn off your accounts, because all that's happening now. All of that. And far worse. And even think financially, if you could go back 10 years and talk to yourself and give yourself guidance, what would you have said would be a smart investment? And yeah, you could have named certain stocks that have skyrocketed since then. But if you had just told yourself, get out of dollars, buy gold and silver and Bitcoin, you would have done great. You would have not only preserved your wealth, you would have multiplied your wealth. And I tend to believe that that's still good advice today. Because if you fast forward 10 years now, what's the dollar going to be worth then? Nothing, probably nothing. Or if, look, maybe if I went back in time 10 years and visited you, and I told you 10 years ago that in the year 2024, the entire United States Navy would be nullified by the Houthis in Yemen, harassing naval vessels and cargo ships with low-cost drones, that the Houthis, who don't even own a navy, would have been able to pull off a naval blockade against the entire U.S. Navy, you would have said, that's crazy. The Houthis are like sandal-wearing goat herders. There's no way they can stop the U.S. Navy. Oh, but they did. In fact, they're still doing it right now. And speaking of drones, by the way, if I had said to you that in 2024, there would be a war involving Russia, and Russia would have little battlefield robots on wheels that would roll up to an enemy position carrying like 75 pounds of high explosives, and they were remote controlled or even AI controlled, and they would just roll up and detonate, or that you would have AI drone swarms that are launched into the air and use AI software to identify enemy targets, and then they decide themselves which targets to attack. You would have thought, that sounds crazy. What are drones? Anyway, what are battle drones? What are you even talking about? Now, it's changed the shape of warfare. It's made the old system of warfare utterly obsolete. And these are the kinds of things, all these examples that I'm citing here, or by the way, just AI. If I had told you 10 years ago that in 2024, you could ask an AI engine that runs on your local computer to write a chapter of a book for you, and that it would do so expertly in a compelling fashion with perfect spelling and grammar, using whatever tone you told it to use. If I told you that was possible in 2024, you would have said, no way. That might be possible in 2050 or 2070, but there's no way that AI is going to write articles that make sense in 2024. And yet, here we are. The point is that the future changes more than you could possibly imagine, and it doesn't take shape in a linear fashion. Many of the things I'm talking about here are not linear progression. They are quantum leaps of technological progress, or quantum leaps in cultural warfare, such as the LGBT, transgenderism, cult flags, and all that. Things happen in a way that the human mind has trouble projecting or tracking. And even some of the most wild-sounding predictions turned out to be far too conservative compared to what's actually happening. So the takeaway from this is that in trying to plan for the future, in trying to position yourself for the future, number one, there's far more risk than you could possibly imagine. Risk of catastrophic change, sudden change, spontaneous disintegration of the reality that you think you live in right now. But at the same time, there's also unlimited opportunity. Because if you position yourself and your assets, your planning, your effort, to be at the head of one or more of these waves of, you know, new innovations, new technology, shifting demographics, shifting market demand, whatever the case may be, you can do very well as a business person, as a consultant, as an expert, you know, developer, retailer, whatever. So there's both a downside and an upside. The downside is huge for those who think the world will stay the same. You know, those who have normalcy bias. Their futures will not be good. But the future can be very prosperous and abundant and exciting, even for those who have the mental flexibility, the ingenuity, and the cognitive courage to think outside the box and to ponder what may come. And those are some of the things that I attempt to do in this podcast and to share with you to help you prepare for what's coming, or at least to give you an idea of what may be coming. Not that I'm always accurate, but I do ponder things way outside the box, possibilities that most people think are impossible. As a result of that, it is people like myself and others in alternative media who nailed it 10 years ago about where we are today. And I'm thinking of people like Alex Jones, too, for example, or Steve Quayle. Many other people were talking 5, 10, 15 years ago about what is happening right now. They called it, we called it. And I was warning about this level of extreme big tech censorship back in 2014, 2015. And by the way, that's why I built Brighteon.com, because I saw the massive deplatforming and censorship wave coming. And sure enough, it happened. So the bottom line is, if you want to be aware of what's coming next, stay tuned into this podcast. Listen to the Health Ranger Report channel on Brighteon.com. Check out our Brighteon.social social media website, which is a great source of information about what's happening and what's coming. And also for a decentralized blockchain-driven platform that cannot be censored or taken down, check out Brighteon.io, like input-output, Brighteon.io, or to download our free non-commercial AI language model that can actually write articles for you. It can write summaries. It can do all kinds of things. It can answer questions for you. And they're all free to download. And we are releasing more every few weeks. Just go to brighteon.ai and download the models there. The future will be far different than what any of us can imagine. And even my own predictions or trends analysis probably barely scratches the surface of where things are headed. So get prepared. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. We've got several high-demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious, has amazing support for your health. Check that out, golden milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health. And it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. It's I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want, and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com, plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food and many other items here. Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out. And remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at Brighteon.ai, and all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.